The Business Exchange Southwest podcast.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Techies Awards 2021. We're broadcasting live tonight from the state-of-the-art Sandstorm Film Studios in Swindon.
The winner of Driven by Data is Service Defence.
The best tech solution goes to Render.
There we go.
To present this award, please welcome category sponsor Ian Powell, director of Allboxed, to the virtual stage. Ian joins us from Barbados.
Yeah!
Have a fantastic time. All the best, guys.
Now that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm Graham Seaman, your host for this special podcast by the Business Exchange Southwest. We're going to be looking back on the success of the Techies Awards Swindon and Wiltshire 2021. The awards is now in its fifth year, and we're going to hear from some of the sponsors, the people who judge the categories, and of course the all-important winners, as we celebrate all that's great about tech business, from startups to those who've been around for a while and continue to thrive. So let's find out more about the Techies with founder of the Business Exchange Southwest, Anita James.
The Techies.
Hello, Anita.
Hi, Graham.
Why did you want to start something like this?
Basically, we have lots of amazing tech firms in Swindon and Wiltshire that I was receiving lots of stories for the Business Exchange magazine, but it was very apparent that nobody else was picking up these stories, and it was only from conversations that I was having with clients, potential clients, from press releases that were coming in, that there was so much happening in our local community. And so I thought, right, what can we do to celebrate these amazing businesses and really showcase them? And that's when the Techies Swindon and Wiltshire was born.
And of course, there's so much to celebrate in Swindon and Wiltshire when it comes to technology as well.
We have some amazing firms that are doing things on an international scale and really flying the flag for our region. And I did a little bit of analysis on the entries from 2020 and 2021. In terms of growth, especially with all the challenges of the pandemic, I can't believe turnovers are up and 58 new job roles were created during that time frame as well. And we've seen teams double in size and Techies finalists turn from one-man bands into teams. And I worked out that the businesses who entered the 2021 Techies employ nearly 700 people across Swindon and Wiltshire and deliver over 65 million in turnover for our local economy. That is something really to celebrate. So without the Techies being here, we wouldn't be able to showcase this.
Of course, a couple of years of COVID we've had to put up with as well. So how have the Techies been able to adapt and make that work during this time?
Well, we've really had to pivot in 2020, 5 days before we were due to host the awards. We had an announcement on a Saturday night that the planned awards that we were going to be doing in a hybrid way couldn't go ahead because Boris was putting us into lockdown on the 5th of November. So we had awards with judges, various parts of the county that I had to scoop up on the Monday morning and collect and then post out to people. And they all went out in Techies pizza boxes and were couriered out and received that way rather than on doorsteps with our judges as planned. So there was a lot of working right up to the last minute to try and make things work.
So we're about to hear from some of the judges, the sponsors, and of course the winners of the Techies Swindon and Wiltshire 2021. And Anita, you're going to come back to see us again at the end of the podcast to give us all the details we need for companies and individuals who might want to get involved in the Techies for 2022. So we'll have a chat to you later.
Thanks, Graham.
Well, as we heard from Anita just now, the whole business of trying to put an awards together like this during COVID has been a bit challenging. But what's it like to be a judge while you're doing this as well? Kate Westbrook is head of commercial at Thrings Solicitors in Swindon, also the sponsor of the Tech Team of the Year category.
The most brilliant thing happened. We received the award packs from Anita at the Business Exchange. And in reading those, we realised just how much the awards really mean to the Wiltshire and Swindon tech community and how much they'd pulled together through the pandemic and through the lockdowns, which was a great thing to read, actually. And then the awards night in 2020 was literally one of the highlights of my year, genuinely. I still have the picture I took that night as my Twitter profile. And then in 2021, it was great to be back with my fellow judges at Sandstorm Studios, which was fantastic. But it just means that I am looking so much forward to the Techies 2022. I can't wait for that. But there's been so many examples of adaptation during the pandemic. I mean, businesses in tech support, there were loads of fabulous examples of businesses supporting their local communities by refurbishing donated laptops so children could use them during homeschooling, which was fabulous. And there are businesses that have really flourished because their tech was desperately needed during the pandemic, whatever that might have been. So I think the tech community handled it all admirably and they were superstars.
The Techies Awards, Swindon and Wiltshire.
Hi, my name's Andy Cuff. I'm the lead barrister at Computer Network Defence Limited. Oh, I said that wrong. What I meant to say was barista. I basically make the coffees while all the guys do the work and I just take all the credit for what they do. I'm actually the CEO of C&D. We've been going for many, many years. We sponsored the Best Tech Startup for the Techies Award this year and that was a privilege to be able to sponsor that. And in a nutshell, we basically catch computer hackers. That's our role in life. We were honoured to not only be finalists in two categories, but we also won Best Tech Security Company for 2021. And that means a huge amount to us. It recognises the team and what we've managed to accomplish in the last 2 years through the pandemic. We've gone from strength to strength. It's been a phenomenal journey.
Well, as Andy just mentioned, his company sponsored the Best Tech Startup category. So let's meet Steve McCormick, founder and CEO of ShopHub in Cricklade, who won the award.
To be recognised by such a prestigious award really made it all worth it. The publicity was also incredibly helpful, so a great award to have. I think the reward reflects the amount we've achieved in a short amount of time and with our limited resources. I think it's the fact that we have brought a small team together, but a very effective team, despite us being from completely different backgrounds. So I graduated from Cardiff University in 2020, and my co-founder, he's a manager at Deloitte. He was supposed to be my manager when I was starting Deloitte after I graduated, but despite the 10-year difference in age and experience, we've decided to start the company together. And I think that odd founding story maybe was reflected to why we got the award.
The Techies Awards, Swindon and Wiltshire.
If you've ever wondered what it's like coming into the Techies Swindon and Wiltshire family as a first-time judge, here's Kat Wellham-Kent, Business Services Manager from Monaghan's, which sponsored the Driven by Data category won by Service AI.
It was everything I kind of hoped it would be when I signed up to be part of the process. I always knew that there was a really strong kind of tech community here, but I was really blown away by the quality of the entry forms across the board. And what came through to me was the level of innovative and creative thinking that there was, the kind of focus that each of the businesses had on the issue or the problem that they were trying to solve, and their commitment across the board to serving their clients, their team, and then in the wider Swindon community. So it was really inspiring to just hear everything that they've been up to, particularly over the last 12 months. And it was great to get to know the judges better as part of the process and just see how we all approached it in slightly different ways in terms of what we thought, what were the bits of the application that kind of jumped out to us, made me think about it from an entrance perspective, just how important it is to cover off all those different aspects as part of your submission.
Of course, being a sponsor as well, why is it important for you to be involved in that side of it?
At Monaghan's, we're really passionate about supporting local businesses, and this was a brilliant way for us to do that, working with Anita and the team to really put a bit of a spotlight on the local tech businesses that are doing well, and also just the wider tech community, making people aware that there is this thriving tech community in Swindon and Wiltshire. And particularly this award, which we sponsored, which was the Driven by Data Award, that is something that we work with our clients on around data and helping them to understand what data that they've got and how that they can use that in their business to achieve their ambitions and grow. So it just worked really well combining the two.
Back to some of the winners. Mark Miles is director and founder of Render Media. He runs the business with his wife and they won both the Most Innovative Tech Solution and Cutting IT Awards. How does that feel?
That's brilliant. We'd entered the Techies over several years. And I think given the disruption that we had, you know, partly due to COVID, and I think due to the application that we built, that we entered, it's great just to have that recognition for the hard work that the team put into it.
Tell us a bit more about Render Media and what it is that you do.
We are an XR company. immersive technologies. So some people may call them emergent technologies. We work in virtual reality, augmented reality, but really at the heart of a lot of what we do is creating interactive and immersive experiences. And so we're seeing, I think, in the last couple of years, largely driven with the pandemic and the shutdowns, if people can't meet face-to-face, I think people more lean into some of these technologies to help them undertake some of their daily tasks and activities in the workplace.
So the thing that actually won you both awards was the Render app. Tell us a little bit more about this.
The Render app came about through a collaboration with a number of organisations, and a few of those were in the marine sector, so they were manufacturing companies. The inception came through the Department for International Trade, again in COVID. Companies, particularly SMEs in the UK, needed to be able to get their products in front of customers and be able to communicate and share those products. And so we answered a challenge to build a solution that a number of companies in the marine sector could place their products in, help get those UK businesses overseas, albeit virtually. And what started off as a pilot programme is now steadily increased to a number of companies in aerospace and defence and other manufacturing sectors. And what we've done is we've put 3D content at the heart of that. If you have a company showcasing a product to you, you can see it in one-to-one scale and walk around it as if it was in a room with you.
Not once, not twice, but three times, Richard Titheridge, director of ISN based in Royal Wood and Bassett, picked up the Best Tech Support Service Award for the third time in 4 years.
To be nominated as a finalist and subsequently win any award is always a huge honour. This one feels particularly special, and to have been recognised by the industry is really special to us. It also came at the back end of a year where not only did we see financial growth as a record for ISN, but we also won the Tech Data Aces Enterprise Networking Partner of the Year Award and the Comms Business Mid-Market Reseller of the Year Award.
You said just now it feels special. Why does this one in particular feel special?
So we're a people-first business, and the ISN people do great things day in, day out, every single day of the year. We always strive to be really agile in our approach. We remain technically exceptional, and this culminates in us being trusted and valued by each other and by our customers. In our industry, it's the people who make businesses great. I'd just like to take this opportunity to publicly thank every single team member. Without their hard work and dedication, ISN wouldn't be the great organisation that we are today.
What are your hopes for your business for 2022?
We've got some exciting new as-a-service style product offerings that we'll be launching imminently. But more importantly, we're also looking to take our already great customer experience to the next level. And as such, we've just recruited a new head of service delivery. And the remit is to formalise our service delivery offerings and continually drive service improvement across all areas of our business. It's a really hugely exciting time for ISN as the world emerges from the pandemic. And I'm truly honoured to be working with such a great team of people.
Sponsoring the Flying the Flag for Swindon and Wiltshire category was Set Squared Partnership, which offers support across a number of universities for companies, from business acceleration to scaling up, as well as networking opportunities. Programme manager Andrea Kelly explains how it felt to be involved.
Oh, immensely proud. Set Squared has supported over 70 companies in the Swindon and Wiltshire area. And it was great to see, you know, some of our companies in the sort of nominations and some of the winners. And, you know, these are a range of companies from high tech companies that are resident important down, all the way down to companies, you know, selling Indian food kits, sunscreen or coconut flavoured beer. But it was wonderful to present to Green Machine Computers, who've really put Swindon on the map. And it was just so fantastic and so proud to present that award.
We're going to be talking to Natalie fairly soon from Green Machine Computers about what it was like to win that award. But in the meantime, what do you enjoy personally most of all about being involved in the techies?
Well, it would have to be the people. Firstly, shout out to Anita, who heads up this wonderful initiative, and everyone who's involved. It's really about meeting people, from the judges to the sponsors and the companies that take part. You know, the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well in Swindon and Wiltshire, and it's just wonderful to be a part of this.
The Business Exchange Southwest podcast.
Hi, I'm Natalie King-Barnard. I'm Digital Marketing Executive for Green Machine Computers. We're based in Ramsbury, Wiltshire. We are eco-conscious IT recycling specialists focused on protecting the planet from harmful e-waste and supporting the local community. In November, we won the Flying the Flag for Wiltshire and Swindon. This award for us was like a virtual pat on the back for all of our hard efforts. Like many other businesses, navigating the pandemic last year was a difficult task. So it's comforting to know that even during uncertain times like that, Green Machine can adjust and even excel. I think what makes Swindon and Wiltshire great for technology businesses is the diverse community that we have. I mean, you get people from all different kinds of walks of life, and where we're based, we're very close to many other large cities. So I think that there's a real collection of different opinions and viewpoints, and it also helps that we're very sustainable as a community. So people are always trying to look at new ways of innovating their products or their services so that it can be greener and better for the environment. What are our hopes for 2022? We hope the Green Machine can take the momentum from last year and really run with it. Last year we ran the Tech Amnesty campaign to get IT equipment in underprivileged homes across Wiltshire and Dorset. This was really successful. We were able to donate over 500 tablets, laptops and computers to people in need. So we're hoping that we can revamp that campaign this year and continue fighting digital diversity and providing vital technology to the people that need it.
The techies.
Hi, I'm Nathan Baranowski and co-founder and chief wondermaker at Digital Wonder Lab. We help organisations to see new digital possibilities and make it happen through beautifully crafted technology. That means that we deliver digital strategies, we create wonderful websites, and we deliver mobile applications and software to organisations of all shapes and sizes. In the Techies, we won the Best User Experience and Team of the Year. As a business, it's amazing to be recognised by our peers for the work that we do, particularly in regards to user experience, something that we take a lot of time and care over. So being judged by our peers and the local community around that is fantastic, and a real recognition to that, but also a huge recognition when we go out there talking to people about what we do, being able to say, yes, we are award-winning in our user experience. Not once, but twice, I believe, we've now won that award. The other award for me is a real testament to the team. Fundamentally, they won that. It's a Team of the Year award, and really, I think, comes down to the spirit of the team and the way that we work, and particularly in the year where every business has been struggling between bouncing back or going back into lockdowns, not quite sure if returning to offices. It's definitely been a year where actually trying to find that right balance and building that team together has been fantastic. So it's really one for me, more about the team than anything else, but also a real testament to the way that we work and the things that we do.
Watching an awards event like the Techies grow over the years is something Judge James Eads, director of Sister Magic, knows all about, having been in it right from the start.
I think when we started with any new awards ceremony, awards scheme, you never know what kind of caliber of applicant you're going to get. And we've been really fortunate that as the Techies evolved, we've attracted some really high caliber tech companies. We tend to get entrants, everything from startups, pre-revenue businesses, right to multi-million pound international enterprises with their headquarters in Wiltshire, which is great to see. And every year we're seeing new names and businesses entering, which is lovely. Rather than just having a standard cohort of people that enter year after year, actually it's very diverse. And as the years go on, it's really exciting to see some of the businesses that are coming through.
And what do you think is different about the Techies? I mean, there are a lot of tech awards out there. What makes this one different?
I think there's a couple of core differences with the Techies. There's a very tight demographic of who we're looking for. So it's tech companies in Wiltshire, which is really tight. So the Techies is a very focused awards scheme. It's really flying the flag for Wiltshire, and Wiltshire being a hub for technological businesses. Often we're overshadowed by Bristol and Reading, so it's excellent to fly the flag for Wiltshire. Without being disparaging to some of the other award ceremonies that are out there and award schemes, we've got a very fair and firm judging process. There's no agendas. The judges are very open to everyone. They don't bring agendas with them or favourites or anything like that. One of the core differences that I think as well is that we recognise our winners, like every award scheme, but we also celebrate all our shortlisted businesses. And Anita is very, very good at making sure that all the nominees get exposure. They get the chance to shout about their story and recognise their successes, whether they're nominated, shortlisted or winners.
The Techies Awards, Swindon and Wiltshire.
Hi, I'm Anya from Digital Trading. I'm the lead graphic designer. And we are a design-led technology studio, so we're the perfect hybrid of a design team and a development team. And we specialise in things like websites, software, apps, identity and brand design. And we're based over in Highworth, which is just outside of Swindon, but we work internationally. So we won the Social Impact Award for a project called eWater, which was a project where we created a sustainable water system using technology. And we were just over the moon because we've never really been nominated for anything like this before. Never done a podcast either. I think we often forget to congratulate ourselves on our hard work. So winning meant we took a minute to reflect and see what a great impact we've had out in Africa. And it's just a real motivation to have the award up in the office. So we're really chuffed. Our business hopes are to keep growing in terms of our team and our portfolio. But I think the thing we're all most excited for is to go back to being a bit more in person, having our team back in the office and actually being able to see our clients in person. I think we're all getting a little bit bored of Zoom, so fingers crossed 2022 is a bit of normality again.
Hi, I'm Felix Hennis and I'm a student from the New College in Swindon. And together with James Warville from Blue Frontier, I won the Future Tech Superstar Award. Winning meant a lot to me because it meant my app idea got recognised and I now have an opportunity to get it developed and hopefully start supporting those who need it. From being part of the Techies Award, especially with the support from Integra giving me support on different parts that I may not be able to do, my app idea was an application to help children with autism self-regulate as well as strengthening communications between home and school. The app teaches young kids with autism, as well as possibly older people, how to become more independent.
Felix Hennis there from New College. If all of this is inspiring you to put your business up for the Techies Award Swindon and Wiltshire 2022, then maybe a tip or two from one of the judges will help. Here's Programme Manager from Swindon Borough Council, Mirabel Stobbs.
I think being concise and recognising what a company's USP is. The applications, it's such a privilege to be able to read through the information and everything that a company's doing, but what it is specifically that really makes them shine. And be confident, be honest about what your aspirations are, where you're aiming at, what you hope to achieve through the Techies and these schemes. This reaches an audience and has the potential for people to understand better what it is they do and why they're doing it, and creates those connections between organisations that they might not get unless they're honest with that information and bring it forward.
The Techies Awards, Swindon and Wiltshire.
Before we wrap things up and get the details of this year's awards from Anita Janes, one of the Techies' greatest ambassadors is CEO of Swindon and Wiltshire Local Enterprise Partnership and also headline sponsor since it all began in 2018, Paddy Bradley.
Delep's been a headline sponsor of the Techies from the inception and will continue to do so. A, because we think this is the type of awards that the area needs. And also, we've got a lot of confidence in the way Anita and the Business Exchange approaches it all. It's a really good, engaging business, and it brings in a lot of good people.
How do you think the Techies has helped Swindon and Wiltshire area itself? I mean, we talk about the individual companies, but what message does it send out to everybody else, do you think?
It's got a high profile, and quite rightly. So you think about an area which is predominantly rural, which is mainly Wiltshire, Swindon being urban. Sometimes externally, it's got a bit of a soft image. This gives it an edge as well. It says there's actually something substantive here as well, which is at the leading edge, which is modern, which is futuristic, and which is actually having an impact on UK PLC.
Against the background of COVID as well over the last couple of years, it's really amazing, isn't it, to see the creativeness that has gone into the thinking behind some of the things and projects that people have been working on.
Yeah, absolutely. And you need people to be together to work on these things. But one of the other great advantages of digital-based businesses is they're so flexible in the conditions that you work in. So some of the things that the businesses are doing fit absolutely perfectly into a COVID environment. And as the world of work will potentially have a change in the way it's operating, these businesses are going to be even more important.
So there we have it. Some of the winners, some of the judges, and some of the sponsors involved in the Techies Awards Swindon and Wiltshire 2021. We were talking to Anita Janes, founder of the Business Exchange Southwest, at the start of this podcast, and Anita's back with us right now. What an amazing group of people we've just met.
We're so fortunate to have such a fun and talented selection of techies in Wiltshire that are really raising the bar.
Unfortunately, we couldn't include everybody in this podcast, but there are certain people you'd also like to mention.
Oh, definitely. One of them was Dr. Ali Hadavizadeh, who has been one of our judges since we set up the awards in 2018. Ali really is a stalwart of the awards. And whilst he hasn't been on this podcast, you should really check him out because he's a brilliant guy. And all of our judges spend hours and hours over the entrance to make sure that we're selecting the right winners. And it's a really tough process. So thank you to Ali and all of our judges.
And winners you'd like to mention?
Service AI, winner of the Driven by Data Award, and also LandTalk, who were winner of Using Tech to Transform Business this year.
And the all-important sponsors, Anita.
So a huge thank you to our headline sponsor, the Swindon and Wiltshire Local Enterprise Partnership, and category sponsors, Allbox Self-Storage, Computer Network Defence, Elm Workspace, MHA Monaghan's, Nategra, Set Squared and Thrings. Without their support, the techies really wouldn't be possible. And I'd like to say a very special thank you to Tom Ward and the team at Sandstorm Films for hosting the Techies Awards 2021. They were really a pro team, giving us state-of-the-art studios to work from and make the hybrid awards as good as they possibly could be.
Well, that was then. This is now. And of course, 2022, we've got the Techies Awards Swindon and Wiltshire coming up again later this year. So for any companies listening who want to get involved, what do we have to do?
So the Techies Awards for 2022 will be going live for entries on Monday, the 4th of April. You can visit the Techies website to find out more about the award categories, the entry criteria, and to complete the entry form. All you need to do is visit www.the-techies-sw.co.uk, or you can email info@the-techies-sw.co.uk, and I'll say that you spell the techies T-E-C-H-I-E-S.
And I'm sure, Anita, if you go to any search engine, really, and put in the Techies Awards Swindon and Wiltshire 2022, you can find it that way.
Oh, yes, it'll bring it up.
Well, good luck to everybody for this year. Anita, thank you very much.
Thanks, Graham.
This has been a Graham Seaman media production for the Business Exchange Southwest.